The dictionary, the grammar, all are extraordinary about impact. So we shall try to come very near infinite. But at the same time, we must be conscious that is infinite, not finite. However near I may aspire after to become. But he is always, I try to remain under the relativity of infinite in connection.
Yes, we accept Prabhupada that way.
Yes.
Because he is our guru, we have to accept him that way.
That is material conception. Madguru si jagat guru. Asarjung mang vijaniyat. The universal conception we must have about our guru.
But that is the way he has taught us. That is the way he has taught us.
But no, he cannot taught that. Our Guru Maharaj once told that if I am required to give explanation of this sloka of Bhagavatam, Acharyam Mang Vijaniyat, if I am under necessity to explain this sloka, should I leave the seat and run away? I shall have to give explanation of that very slow. How? So he might have given this explanation of this sloka and said for many other sloka, the guru is infinite. He also see his guru is infinite. He also a telescopic system. The infinite is going to up. Everyone thinks, he in his place, he thinks his guru is infinite, he is nothing. And everything coming from his guru. In this way, it is possible. Otherwise, this is the Sahajiya section that will say, I am guru, I am infinite. Never, the guru never says so. In Prakrita Satadushini, Madhvacharya has written, Mayavada Satadushini. So our Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he also written Prakrita Sahajiya Satadushini. There it is mentioned. The Guru never says that I am Guru, I am infinite.
No. Prabhupada never said that he was infinite, that he was God. But we can see God through him.
Of course, try to see.
He is the transparent Vayamita.
If you can see rightly, then
that is
we must not think that we can see Guru Maharaj rightly, but as much as possible for my condition.
But for my seeing, I am dependent on him. He wants me to see,
yes.
I will see.
We shall try to think like that. At the same time, we shall think that I cannot attain the fullest degree. I shall try. I am out to try, which is impossible, to know the infinite. I have come to try. I must try. But I can't try. I fail in my trial. That should be the healthy attitude. I am trying, but I am not trying satisfactorily. So I am not getting. I am always in want.
Our concern is not so much to know the infinite as to serve the infinite.
Anyhow,
Srila Prabhupada has asked us to serve him by preaching all over the world. Therefore, our movement is a preaching movement.
That is not a new thing. You are preaching. All right. You are preaching as directed by your Guru Maharaj, as much as you can catch, as you can understand him. Sincerely, you are to do. But there are so many like you. We are also trying to move in the same way.
We are not saying we are the only ones, but we are trying to preach.
We don't think you are one. There are so many.
We are trying to preach.
So many, and they are not one. They are of different stages.
Yes.
From different stages, they are trying their utmost, and some also may not try also. Guru Bhogi is also there. Guru Bhogi. He wants to exploit in the name of Guru. That is also there we find. Guru Bhogi. Exploitation of Guru it is also to be conceived, that may be. So, criticisms of many so-called gurus also in Gaudiya Math we found.
Any rate,
yes.
I wanted to speak to you on behalf of the GBC about what has been going on.
It is most deplorable. Swami Maharaj very earnestly invited me in his call, and you are driving me out. All the good. It is all for the best. I am to take it that way. I did not want to encroach within the presence of ISKCON, but Swami Maharaj had much affection for me all throughout his whole life. He abused many of my god brothers, but with the exception of me alone. And I think that I had much affection for ISKCON, and he also asked me several times to look after them. And he tried his best also. Once he proposed to accept the post of the president of ISKCON, but I am always a backward pushing man, is lover, so I did not venture. And I had no capacity also that I would be president for a great institution throughout the length and breadth of the world. I am a man of small energy, small energy, and satisfied with very little thing, no much ambition. But at the same time, some disinterestedness also is in me, and some sort of common sense. My god brother and my Guru Maharaj also had some certificate for me, not an aggressor. I was forcibly, almost by affection force, I was taken in connection of ISKCON, and now I am being driven out of ISKCON. Still,
personally,
I cannot give out my own faith, what I am fostering through my whole life of 55 years in Gaudiya Math, and a well tried. And Swami Maharaj, to his last days, he appreciated my nature of non-aggression. He could not put trust in any other place, but he had trust in me. And to his last days, up to his last days, he maintained his faith in me. And still I think that I am very, very sure of that great institution, what is the result of wonderful grace of Krishna in him. But anyhow, what is happening?
You are happening, misunderstanding.
I think you are making much of formality, administration, divorcing the very spirit from it. That is my understanding.
Personally, I have great affection for you.
All captured by the grandeur, the glamour, and not so much for the inner spirit or truth.
Personally, I have great affection, and I know that many of my god brothers,
you have made monopoly of the truth, of the absolute truth. You few heads, you have got it, a monopoly to of the object of your trade, you think. I am not a self fool to give recognition to the committee which is affected by few heads like you. I consider you students, all students, not professors. In my consideration, you are all students. And you will be healthy if you can think that you are students and not professors.
We are students, but we are students of Prabhupada.
Yes.
And we must study Prabhupada from
And I am in the rank of his friend, not disciple.
Therefore, we give you our respect.
Yes.
We don't want to commit any offense unto
but
you.
But now you are very much afraid of me, because I am a plain speaker.
No, not exactly because you are plain speaker, but because Srila Prabhupada
in my last
wanted
days,
to preserve this
I am ready to sample the interest of making my position before my I go to death. You think me like that.
We have never said such things. My
position is clear. I am not an aggressor. But those that are coming to me and asking me my advice in particular case, and I cannot but extend my sympathetic help to them. That is my position. I am not running hither to entice persons or to capture them. I am sitting straight here.
But those who
and
are
anyone coming to my, according to my own conscience, I am giving, extending my helping hand to them.
But those who are coming are using you. They are using you for their own political ends.
I am not supposed to see things through your eye. I have got my own eye. I am in connection with 55 years in connection with Gauriya Math. And my whether I am bona fide, I do not record your certificate, any of you, in the whole of this country. I don't want any certificate.
Haribo!
Oh, Rabramanande!
I have got my way of thinking. And many of my God brothers, including Swami Maharaj, had confidence in me, in my thinking.
But not these gentlemen. They don't have confidence.
Because Prabhupada told us not to come.
I'm old man. I am tired, excited. I'm very sorry. Really, I say, with folded palms, that you are ill-treating me. I'm very sorry. Swami Maharaj was so affectionate. I also treated with such affection to him. And rudely, you are behaving towards me. I am very much mortified for that. But what I can do, I am a
we have never said that you are not bona fide.
Anyhow,
we have never said that.
You have said openly.
In this way, today,
I have never said that he is not bona fide.
Kirtanananda Maharaj.
I have said that that's what Prabhupada said.
Kirtanananda Maharaj.
It is in his books.
One,
because you don't accept
you
his
see,
books, that
time.
Is your problem.
You see.
Because you've never read them, that's your
problem. Hey! Krishna. How about that? Hey! Don't speak so much. In my presence, at least, I don't like all this rowdyism. Now my father appeals to you that I am old, I am tired, I can't talk anymore now. If you find any necessity to meet me, you will to come sometime after. And especially perhaps in the morning time, I am a little in good health at that time. Now I am almost finished, I can't talk any longer. If you come again, I shall try to put my things more slowly, and judiciously, and in an appealing way.
The point was that...
Now I can't move. My energy finished almost. I can't
speak anymore. You can just tell the Maharaj that... We just wanted to express that we had nothing personal. And neither was anything personal for it. It is a question only of what policy we have
you
to
talk
follow
now,
in terms of allowing...
I can't listen to that. I can't. Because if you say, I shall have to reply, but I am unable to reply. So you think the Maharaj could not reply. I don't like that. So if you want to talk more, I am ready. But you must come some suitable time. I am not lacking in reasoning or in representing shastri quotation. Anyhow, I am finished now. I can't talk more.
Hare Krishna.
Gaur Haribol, Gaur. जय विश्वासम भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। जय श्री पादेशी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज की जय। जय श्री पाद कीर्तनानंद महाराज, जय पताका महाराज, गोपाल कृष्ण महाराज, महाराज बिंद की जय। अक्षयानंद महाराज, श्री कृष्ण महाराज, महाराज बिंद की जय। गौर हरि बोल, गौर हरि बोल, गौर हरि बोल।
Madhav Tiwari.
Madhav Prabhu here?
Yes.
No. He brought one new friend. His name is also Madhav. Madhav Tiwari. He's here. A member of their institute.
Where has he come from?
He's from Bihar.
Bihar.
Bihar what part?
Bethia.
Bethia contributed handsome amount for Van Maharaj's university, Bhiti University, long ago of course, during British period. Bethia. Hatwa, nearby. There is one Maharaja of Hatwa, the small chiefs in Bihar.
Sivan, Gopalgan, now Gopalgan, but before Chhapra district.
Hatwa. He received when the first batch of preachers from England came back to India in Howrah station, Maharaja Hatwa. One Maharaj and two other German disciples came with him in 1935 for us. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari. When Goswami Maharaj was preaching in London, when Prabhupada passed away, some differences amongst the different disciples. So, no money was sent to him there. He was a good collector when he was in India. He was known to so many chiefs also, as the secretary of Gaudiya Mission. One day, he found that he told not a farthing he had, that he would put that into the box and the gas will come, he would be able to cook something. No money. But he's not disappointed. He says in the early morning in a near park, he is taking the beads, counting the beads, and a loud voice taking Hare Krishna in this way. Suddenly he found that in that park there are so many shrubs, and in some pot he found something dazzling there on the earth. He came, and after removing the earth, he found a Srimati, a small and he took it to his quarter and he would trace that Sankha Chakra Gadapadda and according to Chaitanya Charitamrita or Siddhartha Samhita, he came to see, and that Murti was Vasudeva, according to the arrangement of the Astra, Sankha Chakra Gadapadda, according to the arrangement of the hands. Sankha Chakra Gadapadda, then Sankha Chakra Gadapadda, in this way is arrangement. the different name. So according to the arrangement of the Astra, he found that it was Vasudeva. Then he began to worship. Then that very day he came back, nothing to eat. But suddenly, as the maid servant that used to brush the and wash the utensils, she came with a paper that was given in the box, postal box. But when he took out the other letters, that was left below. And the that woman came with that, "Is it useful, Swamiji, to you?" Then he saw, the Darbhanga Maharaj sent a check, 100 pounds. He wrote letters to so many chiefs already acquainted with him, and Darbhanga responded, 100 pounds he sent in check. Then of course he was satisfied at that time, he had no money at all in his hand. He went to the bank to cash it. And the bank says, "Yes, this is the check already, but you are that Goswami, how I shall know? Some identification is necessary." Then already he gave a lecture there with Lord Chetland on the chair. And so many other respectable men also present in the meeting. Suddenly he found that a copy of paper there. And he got it and showed to the lad. "Will this be sufficient to write for my identification?" Then he said, "You are this Goswami, yes. Your appearance and the name, of course, it will do the service." Then, of course, the check was cashed. In foreign land, and penniless, he had to experience such condition there. Goswami, the founder of Gauriya Sangha, he took sannyas from me. First sannyasi disciple is that Goswami Maharaj. He took sannyas from me. He was my senior god brother. After the departure of our Guru Maharaj, first sannyas was taken by him and from me. The next case of Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari. He was very brave and pushing. And Goswami Maharaj. Single-handed he could fight with many hundreds. Such powerful argument he had, invincible. Once I saw, he's asking a man in Ambala, "You should give something for the service of Krishna." "I have no faith, I won't pay anything." No, you should give something as you. "No, never. I must take it from you. I must take it from you, then I shall leave the place. I want to go without doing some good to you." how you can take? It is my money. If I do not pay, how can you take? I must take. I won't go without taking. I must do some sukriti to you. I have come for that. So fighting going on, I am standing on the side. He is also white clad, I am also white clad at that time. With curiosity I am angry. What the man says, it is true. The money is his, and if he does not pay, then how he can get? He has come to beg. But still he says, no, persisting. I must take, then I shall go. Without that, I won't go. And say, you are a pasanda, and I must do some sukriti to you. I open the door. I shall open the door for you. In this stage, he is standing fighting, and so many men flocked there. And after hearing, they all pressed that man. Only give something. You know, he is representing a particular institution, and they are doing some service. Why you are so much determined that you won't pay a farthing? Give something. Then by that pressure, 1 rupee, he handed over to him. And not 1 rupee, I am taking 1 lakh. Because it is very difficult to get to give you any sukriti, to create sukriti for you. It is very Krishna will reward me profusely because I am able to do some sukriti to you. What type of atheist you are in this way. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari. So Gauriya Math people, they have come to beg, or not to beg, but to give. They want to give something, and only in the formally they take something, but really they come to give something most valuable. The connection. They want to make connection with the divinity, with the highest type of divinity, Krishna consciousness. The determination is to connect anyone and everyone with Krishna consciousness in any way or other. That is their attitude. Not an ordinary beggar, that 1 paisa, 2 paisa, 1 lakh, 2 lakh, that is, they get, they are satisfied with the money, not. They come to give, with this consciousness. Energy is being wasted. Energy is directing you in this mundane world and on the vicious circle. Up, down, action, reaction. But to connect with Nirguna world, to connect with Saguna, in the encirclement of the Saguna world, to connect with Nirguna, the permanent play. That connection to give, that is Sukriti. So, to give connection to the people with the eternal plane of love divine. That is their duty. Anyhow, Hari is Prabhupada. Must be conscious of that. Otherwise, what is indispensable, that is the connection of those agents with the genuine source. That is all important factor. The connection with the transcendental, all important. What is of inconceivable character? Hattavishmalokam no hunti no nibodhati. If we can find the connection with there, then our transformation may be of such order that if we kill, if we destroy the whole of the Brahmanda, we are not affected in any way, the connection with such a plane. Such a plane which can take us to adjustment with such grave happenings, grave events. That what to speak of destroying one jiva, one animal or one man, this is nothing. Even you can destroy the whole creation, you will remain unaffected by that grief, of the grief result. Such pain is there. And we are to have connection with that plane of life. That plane of life. Krishna consciousness. The vilas is so. The destruction is life. That is so. The destruction is life there. The destruction in the ordinary sense, that is also life-giving to the proper persons that are being destroyed, amply benefited, the desirable death. Death we are facing every moment, every life. There is life, there is end, there is death. But such a death which can kill the death itself forever, such death is there. So that is desirable, that is help to the dying man. And so the man who is the cause of such death, he also gets uplifted. It is possible. It is such. It is such. The cause of harmony is of such wonderful character that it may be such. And how, by approaching towards him, we will be charmed. To find his way. That's a wonderful stride. Adhutakram, Udukram. His strides are wonderful, unthinkable, unknown and unknowable. The stride. His padakhi. Wonder. How much of the environment we are acquainted with is nothing. So many. Ascharjyavat pasyati koshti denam, ascharjyavat vadati tathaiva chanya, ascharjyavat chanya munya sinoti suttapenam vedana chaiva koshti. None can finish. At every step he feels wonder and still he can no finish. No end of that feeling. Wonder of wonder, wonder of wonder, and no finish. Such engagement, such is infinite. Krishna is such. Krishna is such. The Brahmas have come. And the Brahma of this Brahmanda. When he went to see Krishna in Dwarka, Krishna asked the mediator that what Brahma, which Brahma has come? The Brahma. I was astonished. Which Brahma? Then there are other Brahmas also. Say, that I am father of Sanatana, Chatushan, and four-headed Brahma. You just inform. Then he went, yes, take him in. He went. And Krishna knew his temperament. He saw that so many Brahmas are gathered there. And they are 100-headed, 1,000-headed, million headed Brahma are there. He is seeing Krishna as well as those Brahma. Other Brahma, they do not know anything. So I say, the basis is that of hypnotism. The whole creation is his hypnotism. This Brahma can say, other Brahma, they do not say. They say that Krishna has come in my Brahmanda and he has called for me some for necessity. They are all. But this Brahma, he is seeing that old. Because he inquired that which Brahma, what is the meaning of which Brahma? Are there any other Brahma? So one Naumidyate Prabhu Vishi Toridam Varaya Gunyamutam Shapari Vichya Lasan Mukhaya Vannasraji Kavala Vetra Vishanubin Lakha Sri Madhupadi Pashupan Vajara. Brahma, when he had first suspicion that who is he, this boy, this cow boy, who is he? His ways are very questionable. His movement in such a way, he does not care for anyone. He is within my Brahmanda, but he does not care to know me. What is this attitude? Who is he? He is not Narayana, only above me there is Narayana. His ways and manners I am accustomed. But this boy is not that Narayana. Anything can exist you. Who has Narayana? It is impossible. Then what is the matter? So he, to test him, he took away the cowboys and also the calves and putting them somewhere else in the cave. He has again, after a year, has come to see the ways and manners there, how he is doing. Then also he found, yes, as he found, first, the same position, yes, 1 year after 1 year he has come, but he is finding that he is in the same position, with the rod under his armpit, and even some morsel on his foot. He is out as if in search of his friends and the stolen cups in this way. And everything is going on as it is. Then Brahma, what is this? Then have they come back without my notice? He then attended the very cave. They are there, as he kept seeing them. They are there. Then what is this? Whom I stole, they are all here, deposited here. And still, when I go there, everything is all right. No harm. Then, of course, you are. You are just perplexed. And fell at his feet. I could not recognize you, my Lord. And what fault on my part? You have come to play such a plain part. How one can believe you that you are even, you hold the greater position even than that of Narayana? But whatever I have done, I want to be pardoned. Naumidyate Bhravabhushi Toridam Varaya. You are venerable entity. I now come to know how I bow down to you. Tibhravabhushi, the mud body is like that of black cloud. Abhavu, see, cloud, black cloud. And that is some mystic representation. Black is generally cannot be detected. Atyadambaraya. But your dress of yellow color help you to know what you are. It is some similarity, carrying some similarity, bearing with Narayana, Pitavasa. Pitavasa, black body and the yellow dress, that gives some hint towards the personification of Narayana Vishnu. Taridambaraya. You are unknown and unknowable yourself. But your dress, your potency makes you known to us by this yellow potency. The color of Radharani, the Shakti, your own potency, that is of yellow color. So your greatness, your magnanimity, your nobility, your beauty, charm can be known through heart. Known through heart. Taridambaraya. Maumidjate Prabhupusi. Taridambaraya. Gunjavatamsam paripichalasam mukhaya. So many plain things are ornaments to you. In our consideration, what is gorgeous and of splendor, we don't find anything about that here in Vrindavan. But in Vaikuntha we are accustomed to find those things. But this is a new plane where you have come to show your play. Here we come across a new conception, and a wonderful, plain and a charming, plain yet attracting most to the most. Gunjavatam sa paripichya rasam mukhaya, paripichya. With simple things, ordinary things, you have decorated yourself. But it is so extraordinary charm we find there. It is impossible to understand and to describe. Rasamukha, Kamalavetta Vishanavenu. Rather, they are trying to show your most ordinary position of a cowboy. The position of a cowboy, which is a negligible position in this world of creation. But in such a position, so wonderful and charming, all attractive figure, hypnotizing us.